procedures.
Please have a seat. Thank you.
The mayor telling Howard Hill to sit down followed 25 seconds of silence when Bielinski turned off the audio during the March 27th council meeting. That's after Hill questioned the council about Bielinski's brother and Paul Madison's son getting on advisory committees while his application's been rejected four straight years. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, the mayor says Hill's remarks amounted to a personal attack.
At no time do we allow anyone to come in and personally attack anyone. If that happens in the future, the same reaction will occur.
In a letter to the Eagle, Hill wrote the appointments leads him to question the integrity of those involved. Bielinski says he and Madison removed themselves from the votes of their family members. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. One Bryan City Councilman's offered his opinion on a proposed historical district west of downtown. Richard Cortez, who represents the affected area, acknowledged those who spoke during the public comment portion of this week's meeting.
I'd also like to thank all the citizens that came from my district here to speak on the historical district overlay. I had a lot of people that showed up tonight, and y'all continue to fight, continue to fight.
Christine Ramirez says what they've been allowed to do should continue for future generations.
Same traditions I had growing up, my kids now celebrate those same traditions. So to me, that's historical, and they should have that same opportunity to continue to do what they want to do with their homes.
The City Council will take up the proposal recommended by the Planning and Zoning and Landmarks Commissions on January 8th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Bryan City Manager Keene Register says nearly 700 qualifying workers were surprised last week, each given a check for a net $750. Register, who did not give himself the bonus, says it was a thank you for their part in a $7 million turnaround in the city's reserve fund.
The employees that we have today are the ones that helped us get to our financial position. I personally believe it's money well spent in keeping those employees that helped us get to where we are and are going to help us stay where we are financially.
College Station City Manager David Neely says in today's regular paycheck for qualifying employees is a net bonus of $500 each. It's a one-time distribution based on unexpected savings generated by city employees.
Which means to me that the employees were participating in the programs. They had taken us to heart and they had found ways to save that we had not anticipated. I felt like, and the council agreed, that some of this should be shared with the employees.
The cost of the one-time distributions are $800,000 in Bryan and almost $600,000 in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The day Dan Wilkerson announced his retirement as BTU general manager, four board members said they were stepping down, and a fifth decided to retire. The city council approved board replacements at this week's meeting. Joining the BTU board immediately are David Barrington, Paul Turney, Flynn Adcock, and Ben Hardiman. Starting October 1st will be Bill Ballard. They're replacing Emmanuel Glockson Jr., Hank McQuaid, Ralph Davila, Mark Caraba, and Ronnie Craig. Remaining on the BTU board are Carl Benner and Chris Peterson. Craig will continue to serve on the city's audit advisory committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. The attorney representing Finfeather Acres, Chris Peterson, says the improvements include $45,000 for plumbing and electrical.
And I think what you'll see is that over time, this manufactured housing area is going to have to be really nice because otherwise the RV park is not going to go.
The RVs will park in spaces designed in 1973 for mobile homes but are now too small. Peterson says they're looking to attract RV owners who will drive in for Aggie football weekends. The council also heard from opponents who live south and west of the park who don't want increased traffic and are after a taller fence surrounding the development. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Reverend Guillermo Ibarra established Bryan's first Hispanic church in 1922. In 1935, the Bryan School Board opened Ibarra Elementary School, which served children of Mexican descent until 1949. San Jacinto Park sits on the site of the school. At last night's city council meeting, approval is given to rename the park to honor Ibarra. Mary Garmado was among the supporters.
I attended Ibarra School my first, second, and third year, so the name change would be really... really, really appreciated by me, you know, because I never dreamt that I would be here speaking on behalf of Ivada School.
Members of the Brazos County Historical Commission say a state historical marker will be placed at the park. It'll be the first marker in the county honoring a resident of Hispanic descent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Chuck Condola and his family moved into a house last October that this coming July will be located inside Ann Horton's council district. Condola says he notified the council in executive session and has received legal advice from city staff, and he's withholding comment about his political future.
So I get that question from time to time, probably had a couple of dozen people ask that of me now, and I defer them to the city secretary's office so she can accurately explain what is very complicated wording on election law.
City Secretary Marilyn Stronda says if Condola makes a public comment between now and July 9th, he would have to resign immediately. Stronda says according to the Texas Constitution, Condola can continue to serve until after the November election when his successor is sworn in. Technically, Stronda says Condola is still living in the proper district because the new boundaries don't kick in until July, when filing begins for the November election. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The Bryan City Council approved rezoning the northwest corner of Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, then gave the Houston developer a $5 million sales tax rebate over a 15-year period. Councilman Art Hughes represents the area and responded to those opposing the economic incentive.
It's going to provide the west side with something that, you know, we've been waiting a long time on. Now, I know some people who said, well, you know, in 3 years, you know, maybe another grocery will come. Well, that's a big maybe. It'll also bring additional rooftops out on the west side.
A 150,000-square-foot Walmart will be the anchor store. For the developer to get the money, construction is supposed to start within 2 years and be completed in 18 months. What the developer receives will be offset by any loss of business at the Walmart on Briarcrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. West of Fort Worth, the Weatherford City Council has been asked to bring back prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to open meetings, something that's not been done there in 30 years. At the last Bryan City Council meeting, Mayor Jason Bayinski went beyond thanking those who volunteer those services, which he does on a regular basis.
Not all cities and counties respect the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance and Texas flag and the American flag. So we still do that in Bryan, and our council and our staff here are very supportive.
Brazos County Commissioners have a written disclaimer on its online agenda stating in part, quoting, "No member of the community is required to attend or participate in the invocation, and such decision will have no impact on their right to actively participate in the business of the court." Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.